Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Sanhedrin, Daf Samach, the seventh Perek Arba Misos. The Zichu Mesechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav Amanov taught that when the witness finally expresses the exact curse he heard with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, the judges rise and tear their garments. The source that one stands upon hearing Hashem's name pronounced is from Eglon, king of Moab, who rose from his seat when Ehud said, Dvar Elohim li Elecha, I have a message from Hashem for you. If Eglon, a Gentile who only knew Hashem's kinui, his subordinate name of Elohim, still rose upon hearing it, then a Jew who hears the Shema Mefarash should certainly rise. The source for tearing one's garments upon hearing blasphemy is from the three officers of Chizkiyahu who came to him with torn garments to relate the blasphemy of Rav Sheka, the officer of Sennacherib, the king of Ashur, when they laid siege to Yerushalayim. The torn garments are never repaired, which we derive from a Gezer Shava from Elisha, who tore his garments when Eliyahu was taken, and an extra word, kroim, indicates shen kruim lo'olam, that they are torn forever. Point number two, Shmuel said, Hashomea azkar mifi anachri eno chayv likroa. One who hears blasphemy of a divine name by an idolater is not obligated to tear his garments. Although the officers of Chizkiyahu tore their garments upon hearing the blasphemy of Rav Sheka, he was a Jewish mumar. Shmuel also said, In korin el Hashem hamiyuchad b'lavad, we only tear garments over blasphemy of the specific name of Hashem, lafuki kini dewo, as opposed to a subordinate name for which we do not tear kriya. Both of these rulings are disputed by Rabbi Chiya, who said, Hashomei askar bizman hazeh eno chayv likroa. One who hears blasphemy of a divine name nowadays is not obligated to tear his garments. She'im iyata omerkein, because if you do not say so, nismal kol bega kroim, all garments would be filled with tears since blasphemy has become commonplace. This cannot refer to blasphemy from Jews, which certainly has not become so common. Rather, he refers to idolatrous blasphemy, which they do with the kinui, since they are not familiar with the Shema Mefarsh. This proves that originally one was obligated to tear kriya for blasphemy of an idolater and with the kinui. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists the forms of avodah zarah which incur skila. Echad Oved, whether one serves, which we'll define coming up, or shechs, or burns an offering, pours a libation, or bows down to it. Ve'echad Mekabala Ve'elokah, and one accepts an idol on himself as a deity, Ve'omer lo Eliyata, or says to it, You are my God, he is liable. If he honors it another way, such as embracing, kissing, or clothing it, he transgresses a losase, but is not liable to skila. Rabbi Yirmiyah explains the first phrase, Ha'oved, to mean Ha'oved Kadarka, one who serves an idol in its usual way. One receives skila for any act which is the normal service for that particular idol, even if it's disgraceful, for example, throwing stones at Marcoulis. The Gemara derives that any form of avodas panim, service normally performed inside the mikdash, is liable to skila, even if it's not the normal service for this idol. Therefore, shechting or burning an offering or pouring libations, as well as zrika, sprinkling blood, including the word menasech, all incur skila. Bowing and accepting it as a deed are included by individual psukim. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Nun Vav Amanov taught that when the witness finally expresses the exact curse he heard with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, the judges rise and tear the garments. The source that one stands upon hearing Hashem's name pronounced is from Eglon, king of Moab, who rose from his seat when Ehud said, Dvar Elohim li Elecha, I have a message from Hashem for you. If Eglon, a Gentile who only knew Hashem's kinui, his subordinate name of Elohim, still rose upon hearing it, then a Jew who hears the Shema Mefarash should certainly rise. The source for tearing one's garments upon hearing blasphemy is from the three officers of Chizkiyahu who came to him with torn garments to relate the blasphemy of Rav Sheka, the officer of Sennacherib, the king of Ashur, when they laid siege to Yerushalayim. The torn garments are never repaired, which we derive from a Gezer Shava from Elisha, who tore his garments when Eliyahu was taken, and an extra word, kroim, indicates shen kruim lo'olam, that they are torn forever. Point number two, Shmuel said, Hashomea azkar mifi anachri eno chayv likroa. One who hears blasphemy of a divine name by an idolater is not obligated to tear his garments. Although the officers of Chizkiyahu tore their garments upon hearing the blasphemy of Rav Sheka, he was a Jewish mumar. Shmuel also said, In korin el Hashem hamiyuchad b'lavad, we only tear garments over blasphemy of the specific name of Hashem, lafuki kini dewo, as opposed to a subordinate name for which we do not tear kriya. Both of these rulings are disputed by Rabbi Chiya, who said, Hashomei askar bizman hazeh eno chai vikroa. One who hears blasphemy of a divine name nowadays is not obligated to tear his garments. She'im iya to omer kein. Because if you do not say so, nismal kol bega kroim. All garments would be filled with tears since blasphemy has become commonplace. This cannot refer to blasphemy from Jews, which certainly has not become so common. Rather, he refers to idolatrous blasphemy, which they do with the Kinui since they're not familiar with the Shema Meforash. This proves that originally one was obligated to tear Kriya for blasphemy of an idolater and with the Kinui. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists the forms of Avodah Zarah, which incur skila. Echad Oved, whether one serves, which we'll define coming up, or shechs, or burns an offering, pours a libation, or bows down to it, the Echad Mekabalav Eloka, and one accepts an idol on himself as a deity, the Omer Lo Eliata, or says to it, you are my God, he is liable. If he honors it another way, such as embracing, kissing, or clothing it, he transgresses a losase, but is not liable to skila. Rabbi Yirmi explains the first phrase, Ha'oved, to mean Ha'oved Kadarka, one who serves an idol in its usual way. One receives skila for any act which is the normal service for that particular idol, even if it's disgraceful, for example, throwing stones at Marcoulis. The Gemara derives that any form of avodas panim, service normally performed inside the mikdash, is liable to skila, even if it's not the normal service for this idol. Therefore, shechting or burning an offering or pouring libations, as well as zrika, sprinkling blood, including the word menasech, all incur skila. Bowing and accepting it as a deed are included by individual psukim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach, and this one was suggested to us by Eli Tabari from Texas, as well as from Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggested that Samach is a smiley face, so we use smiley face stickers for the Siman. So here goes. The non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood up upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with the Kinui had become so commonplace. Hand another Jew a skila sticker for serving Avodah Zarah in one of the four ways one worships Hashem. So once again, slow motion. The non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker? That must be wearing Daf Samach. The non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nunvav Amud Aleph taught that when the witness finally expresses the exact curse he heard with Hashem's name, the judges rise and tear their garments. The source that one stands upon hearing Hashem's name pronounces from Eglon, king of Moab, who rose from his seat when Ehud said, Dvar Elokim li Alecho, I have a message from Hashem for you. If Eglon, a Gentile who only knew Hashem's Kinui, his subordinate name of Elohim, still rose upon hearing it, then a Jew who hears the Shema Meforash should certainly rise. So the non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a Kinui had become so commonplace, which reminds us Rabbi Chiya said, Hashomei askar bizman hazeh eno chai vikroa. One who hears blasphemy of a divine name nowadays is not obligated to tear his garments, because if you don't say so, all his garments would be filled with tears since blasphemy has become commonplace. This cannot refer to blasphemy from Jews, which certainly has not become so common. Rather, he refers to idolatrous blasphemy, which they do with the Kinui, since they're not familiar with the Shema Meforash. This proves that originally one was obligated to tear Kriya for blasphemy of an idolater and with the Kinui. So, the non-Jewish king, who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned, was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a Kinui had become so commonplace, handed another Jew a skila sticker for a serving of Avodah Zarah in one of the four ways one worships Hashem, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the forms of Avodah Zarah which incur skila. Echad Oved, whether one serves, or shechs, or burns an offering, pours a libation, or bows down to it, Echad Mekabalav Lelka, accepts an idol on himself as a deity, or says to it, you are my God, he is liable. If he honors it another way, such as embracing, kissing, or clothing it, he transgresses a losase, but is not liable to skila. Rabbi Yirmi explains the first phrase, Ha'oved, to mean Ha'oved Kadarka, one who serves an idol in its usual way. So once again. The non-Jewish king who got a huge smiley face sticker when he stood upon hearing Hashem's Kinui mentioned was dismayed when he saw a Jew with a smiley face shirt all filled with tears because blasphemy by non-Jews with a Kinui had become so commonplace, hand another Jew a skila sticker for serving Avodah Zarah in one of the four ways one worships Hashem. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher, that must be more in Daf Nun Vav. Nu nu. The shushu was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadev actually said, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says that the aiding for Megadev are examined using a substitute for Hashem's name. For example, if the Megadev said, Yaki Yosi as Yosi, may Yosi strike Yosi, Yosi being a substitute for Hashem's name to avoid expressing the curse themselves. Since they cannot execute based on such testimony, if they vote to convict, everyone is sent out of the room, and the most important witness is told to explicitly say what he heard, whereupon the judges stand up and tear their clothing. The other witnesses say, Afani kamo, I also heard as he did, but do not repeat the blasphemy. So the shushu was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadev actually said. Got his chance to go, nu, when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, which reminds us, a braisa darshans the phrase ish, any man who curses, with rabos as ha'ovde kochavim, to include idolaters, shemuzarin al birchas Hashem ki Yisrael, that they are warned in blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name, like Yisrael. Since there's another source prohibiting an idolater in Birchas Hashem, Rav Yitzchak Nafka explains that this drasha is l'rabos as a kinuim, to include subordinate names of Hashem, such as Elohim, in the prohibition, and follows Rav Meir's opinion that Yisrael is liable for all kinuim. So the shushu was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadev actually said, got his chance to go, nu, when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, who was standing in front of a huge number 7 that had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach listed on it, which reminds us, a braisa states, Sheva mitzvahs nistavu b'nei Noach. The descendants of Noach were commanded in 7 mitzvahs. Number 1, dinim, a court system for enforcing laws. Number 2, birchas Hashem, blessing Hashem's name. Number 3, avodah zarah. Number 4, gilui arayos. Number 5, shfichus dami, murder. Number 6, gezel. And 7, ever mina chai, eating a limb detached from a live animal. Tanaim adds several more prohibitions. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use often a papa with a very long nose. So here goes. The Kusi who stole a keychain doll with a long nose. Doll with a long nose? That must be on Daf Nun Zayin. Nose. The Kusi who stole a keychain doll with a long nose, worth less than a pruta, which reminds us, a braisa defines a prohibition of theft for a ben noach, stealing, robbery, or taking a married yafas toar, beken kiyotz behen, and anything similar to these types of theft are forbidden for a kusi, whom this braisa considers a Gentile, to do against another kusi or against a Yisrael, and they're executed for doing so. But a Yisrael is permitted to do so against a kusi. The Gemara asks, what is similar to robbery? And Rav Papa says it means stealing something, pachlis mishava pruta, less than a pruta's value. So the kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, which reminds us, Rav Yaakov Bar Alcha found written in the book of Agadah of Rav Yeshiva, Ben Noach Neharag B'Dayin Echad. A Ben Noach is executed by one judge, B'Eid Echad, and based on one witness's testimony, Shloba Hasra, and even for a transgression without prior warning. The judge and witness must be men, but can be his relatives. So the kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, warned his friend the kusi to stay away from the Jewish Na'amarasa if he doesn't want to get skeel, which reminds us, a ben noach who has relations with the Jewish Na'amarasa is killed with skeela. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. The Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, which reminds us, in a braisa, Tanaim debate which arayos were forbidden to a Ben Noach, based on the pasuk, Al ken yazov ish es avi ves imo, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother. So the Ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escort a rasha out of the park for raising his hand against another guest, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, a magbi yadu al chaver, one who raises his hand over his fellow, afo pisho yikau, even if he did not actually hit him, nikra rasha, is called wicked, because although Moshe said, lama sakera echa, why will you strike your fellow, not why did you strike, the pasuk still calls him a rasha. So the Ben Noach took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos to go and visit a zoo. Son Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escorted a rasha out of the park for raising his hand against another guest and decided to go to the non-Jewish zoo next door where the employees work 7 days a week to avoid Misa, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Ovid kochavim sheshavas chai Misa, an idolater who rested from work for an entire day is liable to death because the pasuk says, "V'yom v'laylo yishbosu, day and night they shall not cease," which he darshans to refer to work of a ben Noach. And Hazar shalahen zohi misasan, a warning for Bnei Noach is enough to incur their death for violations. Daf nun tes. So the simmer daf nun tes is a knight, as in a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in shining armor, knight? That must be more daf nun tes. The knight in shining armor who is about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas whether a nachri who's osuk with Torah is chayv miso or is like the Kohen Gadol. So the knight in shining armor who was about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that were given before and at Har Sinai, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, "Kol mitzvah shenemar l'Bnei Noach v'nishnei b'Sinai, any mitzvah which was told to Bnei Noach and repeated at Sinai, lezeh lezeh nemar, was told to both groups to observe." So the knight in shining armor who was about to attack the idolater for studying Torah, when he defended himself that he was just studying one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that were given both before and at Har Sinai, drew a sword when a snake with legs and arms approached, carrying a tray of salad for a very large man, which reminds us, Rav said, Adam Rishon lo hutar lo basul achila, meat was not permitted to Adam Rishon to eat, because Adam was told that all vegetation was for you for food and for every beast of the earth, implying the animals themselves were not his food. The Gemara said Adam was given dominion over fish and birds, presumably for eating, but answers that they were given to him for work. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh said, Chava al shamash gadol sha'avav min ha'olam, woe that a great servant was lost from the world. Had the Nachash not been cursed, every Israel would have had two good serpents who would fetch him precious stones from afar and bring soil for his garden. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you know that Nachrim are also including the prohibition of blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name? That's on Daf Nunvav. Good. Number two, which daf do you discuss tearing kriya for blasphemy of an idolater and what the din is bizman hazeh? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number three, which daf do you mechok is whether a nachri who is osik b'Torah is chay miso or like a kohen gadol? That's on daf Nun tes. Good. Number four, which daf do you know the source for standing upon hearing Hashem's name is learned from Eglon Melech Moav? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number five, which stuff do you know that one who raises his hand to strike someone is called a rasha? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number six, which stuff do you know that Adam Rishon was not permitted to eat meat and that the Nachash was meant to serve him? That's on daf Nuntes. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you know one is chayv skill for worshipping about Azor and one of the four ways one worships Hashem? That's on daf Summer. Good. Number eight, which daf do we discuss the minimum age which is considered Mishkav Zachar? That's on daf Nundalad. Good. Number nine, which daf do we know that Ovid Kol Chavim the rest an entire day is Chayv Misa? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number ten, which daf do we know that Ben Noach is executed with a single dine and single aid? That's on daf Nun Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.